Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. My Shepherd, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's like herding cats. Do you ever have days like that? A room full of 2 or 3-year-olds can feel like crazy chaos at times. The young child's passion for their freedom of movement, combined with their lack of experience, can create the perfect storm for disaster. As you try to encourage them towards an activity or away from something that is not safe, it can feel like an impossible task. Perhaps even other parts of your life can feel like you're herding cats. The responsibility to stay on top of staffing and ratios can feel like a constant whirl of change. Your inbox can feel like a sandpit of never-ending requests. Your efforts to balance the many wonderful opportunities and tasks associated with your early childhood ministry and your own personal life can seem impossible to get right. Psalm 23 is a dearly loved section of Scripture. In this psalm, Jesus is described as our shepherd. It's a lovely picture that has been illustrated in countless paintings. It's lovely, but what does it mean for you and me? A shepherd is often one of the most loyal people you will meet. While he doesn't herd cats, he does keep close watch over his flock. His whole life, all day, all night, every day, is dedicated to his sheep. When the grass gets thin, he moves them along to a new pasture. When the sheep need water, the shepherd not only locates water, but makes sure the water is safe to drink. When the sheep, who are known to be skittish, are alarmed by a sudden noise, the gentle voice of the shepherd can calm them. When the sheep are in danger from a predator, it's the shepherd who steps in for protection. In their solitary life, moving from pasture to pasture, the shepherd lives with the sheep 24/7. His is the voice they know, they trust, and they follow. Jesus is that for you and for me. You and I are so often like that room of roving toddlers, cats to be herded, or sheep to be shepherded. We wander away from his word, confident we'll be just fine as we ignore the dangers around us. We become complacent with the culture of the world. When life gets hard or challenging or even mundane, he leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. Life can come at us fast and hard and can overwhelm us. Our own struggle with sin can get a grip on us that is discouraging at best and can lead us to despair. Those quiet waters, they are in his word. His word gives us the reassurance that God's love is eternal. His forgiveness is ours. This comfort and reassurance give us the kind of peace that is unattainable in the world. He gives us spiritual rest, knowing that our sins are forgiven and we are at peace with him. Like the shepherd with his rod and staff, the Lord is there protecting us from the cunning and subtle attacks of Satan. He is also guiding us, directing us, and calling us back to him. We can listen to his voice with confidence, knowing how dearly he loves us and how much he sacrificed to open heaven for us. His reassuring voice that we hear in his word reminds us how much he loves us even when we stray, how much he does to take care of us even when we neglect him, and how we can live in his peace even in a world of heartache and sin, knowing heaven is our home. And we can go one step further. We can share that story with each child and their family, each fellow staff member, our own family, or friends in our lives. We can share the peace of knowing that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We pray. The King of love my shepherd is, whose goodness fails me never. I nothing lack if I am his and he is mine forever. Confused and foolish, oft I strayed, but yet in love he sought me, and on his shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought me. And so, through all the length of days, your goodness fails me never. Good shepherd, may I sing your praise within your house forever. Amen. A question to consider. This beautiful psalm is one that we can read through quickly and sometimes miss the treasures throughout the text. Consider reading this with a colleague or staff, stopping after each phrase and sharing with each other how that phrase illustrates God's love and care in your life. Use specific examples whenever possible. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.